We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi B'Manachem Mishnah Michav Yachar B'Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Bechor's Perek Dalad Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that a Bechor has to be eaten within it's the first year. Bein Tamim, Bein Baal Mum, the Mishnah said, based on the Pasuk, Lefnei Hashem Lekecha Tochel Lenu Shara B'Shana. If it does not have a Mum and keep your board as a carbon, bring the carbon within the first year. If it has a Mum, develops a Mum, so then it should be Shechted and eaten by the Kohen, where not as a carbon within that first year. And the Mishnah was speaking about Bizban Besan Bikdosh. Either way, that's something that you can take care of within the first year of its life. The only small distinction was, as we said, if it's brought as a carbon, you have really a year you can count, 12 months you can count from the eighth day. Umayom Hashmini Vahala Yerotzer. Carbon is only fit to be brought on its eighth day. But if it has a mum, then you count from the day that it's born. What about when there's no Besan Bikdosh? Where if you have a Bechor that does not have a mum, you have to keep it around. Yira Acha Yistah. You have to let it graze till it develops a mum, and only then can you shecht it. So that very likely could be beyond the first year. So the Mishnah here says like this: Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. No la lo mum besoch shana, so if the mum developed within the first year, so that's easy. Mutter the kaimel kol shnei masoch chodesh. You can keep it around within the 12 months. That would follow the regular rules as if there were a Beis HaMikdash around. Because if the mum is there within the first year, you have shana bishana, you have within the first 12 months from the day that the animal is born. But la'achar shana so, but if it develops them only beyond the first year, so now what are we going to do? It's past shana bishana. So the Mishnah says, Eino rashai lekaimo ela ad shloshin yom. The Chachamim giving you 30 days, a 30-day grace period from the day, says the Baratun, yom shanafal ba'amum, from the day the mum develops, for the Kohen to shech the animal and eat it. Bechoras Perek Dalin, Mishnah Gimel. Hashochet ha-bechor umare es mumo. Here you have someone who should have had a bechor, and he saw that it had a mum. And of course, what were we supposed to do? We're supposed to go to a posek, to an expert, who has been trained in this area of halacha, has this level of ordination of smicha. We are familiar probably with yore yore, which is isser v'heter, which is one level of smicha. We have yadin yadin, where someone has ordination, has smicha in order to rule on money matters. And then there's yatir b'choro, someone who's studied, you have to study with a shepherd, a person who knows, to know when is this umum kavua, which is a permanent blemish, and therefore in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it had to be owned as a korban, and since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so then a mum kavua, there's nothing this was mechor with kedushas, and therefore what can you do? You can bring it the Kohen can eat it himself, because I know it's a permanent blemish. If this were true, if this were the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen could eat it himself as well, because it's a permanent blemish. But we need to know, maybe the Posik will say, no, this is a mum over. This is a blemish that is going to heal after time. And if there were a Beis HaMikdash, you'd have to wait till it heals and bring it as a carbon. So you can't shecht and eat it right now. So this is, we need to go to an expert. So that is supposed to do before you shecht it. Here, someone shechted the Bechor and only showed the mum afterwards. The question is, can we assume that the posek can determine, based on what the animal looks now, the mum that he sees now, that this, had he seen the animal before it was shechted, before it died, that this mum would have been the same, and he could determine whether this is a mum kavua, where you're allowed to shecht it, or a mum over, where you would not be able to shecht it, and you'd potentially have to bury it, because since you can't bring it, it has kedusha, and it's a mum over that would have passed, and therefore it has kedusha to be brought as a korban. There's no Beis HaMikdash, so you have to bury it. So here, we have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Hashochet ha-bechor umares mum, only showing the mum afterwards to an expert. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, since you're able to tell, even after the animal is slaughtered, an expert can tell what this would have looked like when the animal was alive, because it doesn't change. So then, from before and after its death, so therefore, he can determine that if this is indeed a mum kavua, so it was shechted, so then the Kohen is able to eat the animal without a problem at all. The Bar Tanur says, though, based on the Gemara, b'mum sheba'ayin moder Rabbi Yehuda da'aser. There's qualification here. And that is, if the mum is in the eye, and we spoke about the doken sheba'ayin, the cataracts in the eye, that Rabbi Yehuda would say, you can't paskin after the shechita on that and assume that you know what the type of mum that was before it was shecht. Because it changes. The cataracts, the eye, changes after it dies. Because of the pain the animal endures during the death, as it's dying, so the eye changes. Even though now it looks like a mum kavua, which would allow you to shecht it, because it's a permanent blemish and wouldn't be able to promote as a carbon anyway. Had the posek, the expert, seen it when it was alive, mischazi over, maybe it would have looked like a mum over, one that would pass, one that would heal, which therefore you would have to bury the bechor because it has kedusha. Where do we permit, what is Rabbi Yehuda to permit this psak after the shechita? This post facto psak is allowed only on the body, not on the eye, which does not change. But Rabbi Meir, we'll see Rabbi Meir's opinion in a moment, Savar he holds gazrin on mum shebeguf she'ein on mishtanim. You have to make a gzer on the mum on the guf that don't change, utu because of the mum shebe'ayin she'ein mishtanim, which do change, and the halacha follows the stringent ruling of Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says, ho'il v'hu nishchat, since you shechted it without going to an expert first, usher, it's going to be usher. So that is Rabbi Meir. And as the Bar Tanur explained, it sounds like this is a gzera that Rabbi Meir makes. The gzera is that if we allow you to go to the posek after or after the fact, after you shechted it, and see the posek says, oh, it's fine, not, it's not a problem at all, you can eat it, shecht it, and eat it, because this is a mum kavua, you may think that you go to the posek when it comes to, you may think that that's okay when it comes to Doken Shabbai and the cataracts, the where it's the eye. And therefore, Rabbi Meir wanted to make a gzera, not to be make a gzera on a mum on the guf, even though that's not mishtane, because of, as out of a concern that it may be a mum shebaayin, which do change. And we follow Rabbi Meir. Now there is some discussion, interestingly, about what the basis of Rabbi Meir is. Is it really all about a gzera? One could argue that it's not really the gzera of the mum on the guf because of maybe you may go to a posek for a mum shebaayin, but rather maybe this is a knas, maybe this is a penalty. Maybe what this is saying is, since you shechted it before going to a posek, it's going to be usser. We make a kras. You are going to be penalized for not going to a posek to begin with. So why is it important to know whether it's a gzera or it's a knas? So there are a couple of nafkaminas of practical differences. Number one, when it comes to when it comes to psak halacha, when we have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, which we have in our Mishnah, says the general rule that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Meir, except when it comes to gzeros. When it comes to gzeros safeguards, dinim gzeros derabbanan, then the halacha follows Rabbi Meir. But when it comes to knasos, we follow Rabbi Yehuda. So if this is a gzera, so then the halacha follows Rabbi Meir. In fact, that's what the Bar Tanur says. But if we view this as a penalty, as a knas, so then the halacha would follow Rabbi Yehuda. A second interesting point is based on a comment of the Ramban. The Ramban says that if you read the Mishnah carefully, it says, Rabbi Meir Omer, ho'el v'hu nishchat, because this animal was shechted without going to a mumcha. So it doesn't say because the owner of the animal shechted it, but rather not v'hu shachat, but v'hu nishchat, it was shechted. So that's important, because if we speak about a knas is only logical to impose upon the person who shechted the amount without going to the posek, but that should not affect somebody else. If someone else had shechted it, someone other than the owner shechted it, so then if it were a knas, it should not be usser. When it comes to in our case where a person shechted before and shows the mum after the fact. If we're assuming it's a mumshe beguf that doesn't change, then this other person should be able to eat it because the knas should not be imposed upon him. But if it's a gzeira, we make a gzeira on a mumshe beguf because of a mum that may be in the eye. So that gzeira would apply to everybody. So based on that, so then it should be usher to everybody. The Ramban learns from the language v'hu nishchat, it was shechted. Sounds like the Mishnah is speaking about a case where even someone else shechted it, even not the owner. It had been shechted, and even there, it's going to be usher, and that's based on obviously a gzeira. As we had said, a gzeira would be something that would apply to everybody.